of all the Vaishnavas, and I seek your blessings to be able to speak whatever I have heard and read from Srila Prabhupada's books and whatever I have heard from my superiors. I am not at all qualified and I have no realizations, but because I am given the order by the superiors, I am just trying to follow their orders in mood of service. So I seek everyone's blessings to be able to speak something meaningful and not waste anyone's time. Hare Krishna. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Ballabha Girivara Dhari. Jaya Gopi Jana Ballabha Girivara Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tiravan Chari. Yamuna Tiravan Chari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jaya Gopi Jana Ballabha Girivara Dhari. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Jana Ranjana. Yamuna Tiravan Chari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari. Jaya Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai. Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Gaura Nitai, Jaya Gaura Nitai. Jaya Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram. Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Krishna Balaram, Jaya Krishna Balaram. Jaya Radha, Shyam Sundar Radha, Shyam Sundar Shri Radhe. Radha, Shyam Sundar Radha, Shyam Sundar Shri Radhe. Jaya Radhe, Shyam, Radhe, Shyam. Radhe Shyam, Jaya Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Radhe Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Now, everyone, again I seek blessings of all of you to be able to speak something meaningful. Whatever I have heard from my superiors and whatever I have read from Srila Prabhupada, I am again acknowledging and declaring that I don't have any of my realizations and I don't have any qualification, but I'm just going to speak because of the order of the superiors, Hare Krishna. So today's verse is Canto 1, Chapter 12, verse number 17. Tasmanana Vishnurata Iti loke bhavishyati na sandeha mahabhaga mahabhagavato mahan tesham namna vishnurata tasmanna vishnurata iti loke bhavishyati na sandeha mahabhaga mahabhagavato mahan. Prabhuji, please. Tasmanamna vishnurata iti loke bhavishyati na sandeho mahabhaga mahabhagavato mahan tasmanamna vishnurata iti loke bhavishyati na sandeho mahabhaga mahabhagavato mahan. Vaishnavas, please. Tasmanamna vishnurata iti loke bhavishyati na sandeho mahabhaga mahabhagavato mahan. Iti loke bhavishyati na sandeho mahabhaga mahabhagavato mahan. Okay, word to word translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Tasmat, therefore, namna, by the name Vishnu Rataha, protected by Vishnu, the personality of Godhead, Iti thus loke in all the planets bhavishyati shall become well known na no sandeha doubts mahabhaga most fortunate mahabhagavata the first class devotee of the lord mahan qualified by all good qualities Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. For this reason, this child will be well known in the world as one who is protected by the personality of Godhead. O most fortunate one, there is no doubt that this child will become a first-class devotee and will be qualified with all good qualities. Purport. The Lord gives protection to all living beings because He is their supreme leader. The Vedic hymns confirm that the Lord is the supreme person amongst all personalities. The difference between the two living beings is that the one, the personality of Godhead, provides all other living beings, and by knowing Him, one can achieve eternal peace. This is Katha Upanishad. Such protection is given by his different potencies to different grades of living beings. But as far as his unalloyed devotees are concerned, he gives the protection personally. Therefore, Maharaj Parikshit is protected from the very beginning of his appearance in the womb of his mother. And because he is especially given protection by the Lord, the indication must be concluded that the child would be first grade devotee of the Lord with all good qualities. There are three grades of devotees, namely the Mahabhagavata, Madhyama Adhikari and the Kanishtha Adhikari. Those who go to the temple of the Lord and offer worshipful respect to the deity without sufficient knowledge in the theological science and therefore without any respect for the devotees of the Lord are called materialistic devotees or Kanishtha Adhikari, the third grade devotees. Secondly, the devotees who have developed a mentality of genuine service to the Lord and who thus make friendships only with similar devotees, show favor to the neophyte and avoid the atheists are called the second grade devotees. But those who see everything in the Lord or everything of the Lord and also see in everything an eternal relationship of the Lord, so that there is nothing within their purview of sight except the Lord, are called the Mahabhagavata or the first grade devotees of the Lord. Such first grade devotees of the Lord are perfect in all respects. The devotees who may be in any of these categories is automatically qualified by all good qualities and thus a Mahabhagavata devotee like Maharaj Parikshit is certainly perfect in all respects. And because Maharaj Parikshit took his birth in the family of Maharaj Yudhishthir, he is addressed herein as the Mahabhagavata or the greatest of the fortunates. The family in which a Mahabhagavata takes his birth is fortunate because due to the birth of a first grade devotee, the members of the family, past, present and future, up to 100 generations, become liberated by the grace of the Lord out of respect for his beloved devotee. Therefore, the highest benefit is done to one's family simply by becoming an unalloyed devotee of the Lord. Hare Krishna. Om Jnanati Nirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manubhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Namom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatta Deshatarine वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैता गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा राम रामा हरे हरे। I was born in the darkest of ignorance. My spiritual master opened my eyes with torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto him. I offer my respectful obeisances unto all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord. They are just like desire tree who can fulfill the desires of everyone. They are full of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. Alright, Hare Krishna, dear devotees. So, we have been hearing about the glories of Parikshit Maharaj in this chapter. And we see that the sages of Naimisharanya, they initially asked about Parikshit Maharaj in first canto, chapter 4, verse number 9. So he is so glorious that he has been asked by the sages of Naimisharanya again and again. And then we saw that how Mother Uttara, when she saw the Brahmastra of Ashwatthama coming to her, she prayed to Krishna. She went running to Krishna in order to protect her womb, especially the child Parikshit. And she mentions there that, Krishna, if you so desire, so Prithigis protect the child in my womb. She said that, I don't care if you protect me or not, but it is my responsibility as a mother to protect my dependent Parikshit. So she is only dependent on Krishna, and she is praying to Krishna. And there in that chapter, beginning of chapter 8, which is entitled Prayers of Queen Kunti, so there we see, and before that we see that how when Ashwatthama was in a trouble, after killing all the sleeping sons of Draupadi, he was actually running, because Arjuna wanted to kill him, catch him and kill him. But Ashwatthama was very afraid. And what did he do? Instead of taking shelter of Krishna, he just fired Brahmastra, even though he didn't know how to retract it back. So it was not proper for him to fire that Brahmastra, but still he did. So we see the difference between a devotee and person like Ashwatthama, that he was not able to take shelter of Krishna. But in case of Pandavas and Uttara, we see that when there was a difficulty, then she took shelter of Krishna. And then again Arjuna, when the second Brahmastra was fired by Ashwatthama, then Arjuna also offers prayers to Krishna, and he seeks protection of Krishna. So, and in this verse we see that this theme of protection is given here. So in the previous verse, this verse is starting like, for this reason, this child will be known in the world as one who is protected by the personality of Godhead. So in the previous verse, what is the reason? In the previous verse we heard yesterday that the spotless son has been restored by the all-powerful and all-pervasive Lord Vishnu, the personality of Godhead, in order to oblige you. So they're speaking to Yudhishthir Maharaj, and Brahmanas are speaking to Yudhishthir Maharaj that this child will be very, very famous because he is protected even before he appeared, that he became so glorious. Because of what? Because he was protected by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. So that is, and we heard that how Yudhishthir Maharaj was so anxious about what will this child be like. And then these Brahmanas, and they did a lot of samskaras, Garbhadan samskara, and then other samskaras that are done for attracting a good soul, and to help the soul to come to the shelter of the Supreme Lord. So those are the samskaras that are done. They are not the Vedic samskaras, because in Vedic samskaras they are actually related to fruitive mentality. But these samskaras are based on, like we heard in the previous classes, they are based on the Pancharatriki Vidhi, which is for the spiritual well-being of the soul. So Parikshit Maharaj, and also like I was thinking about when I was reading this verse yesterday, that we see that how when Mother Uttara, she is a pure devotee of the Lord, and she wanted to give protection to her son, and she approached Krishna, nobody else. So when parents are so careful when the about the protection and well-being and spiritual well-being of the child, then how it affects the child in their spiritual growth. So the theme here is about protection, and so this child is glorious because Krishna is protecting the child even before he is born from the Brahmastra, he protected. So in purport also Srila Prabhupada is writing about how Krishna is the supreme and he protects everyone, but he takes the personal care of his pure devotees. So that's the theme here. And we know that there are six limbs of surrender, and this protection by Krishna is one of them. So those six limbs of surrender are, the first one is to accept things which are favorable for Krishna consciousness. Second one is to reject things which are unfavorable for Krishna consciousness. And then it is, Krishna is my maintainer, Krishna is my protector, and then humility, and then last one is Atmanivedana, surrendering everything to Krishna. So one of the limbs of surrender is that protection, that Krishna is my supreme protector and Krishna is my maintainer. So, and one who is protected by the Supreme Lord, he becomes famous like Parikshit Maharaj. And I was also thinking about that all of us, like everybody wants to be famous some way or the other, but generally people look to material shelters to become famous. And we know that Krishna, he is exalted in all the six opulences, and fame is another one of the opulences of Krishna. Fame, renunciation, beauty, knowledge, and wealth. All these are Krishna's opulence, and we also know that whatever kind of people we associate with, we get their qualities. So in order to become famous and develop these qualities that Krishna has, if we take shelter of Krishna and we associate with him through devotees, then actually we develop those qualities in ourselves. And also, we have like four basic needs of eating, sleeping, mating and defending. And we all know that when there is some danger, then we stop eating, sleeping, mating and then come to defending. So how important it is that we be protected. And if we take shelter of Krishna, that is the supreme protection that we have. Yeah. So... And also that Prabhupada is saying that Krishna, in the first part of the purport, he is saying that he is the protector of all living entities, but as far as his, in this sentence here, but as far as his unalloyed devotees are concerned, he gives the protection personally. Therefore, Maharaj Parikshit is protected from the very beginning of his appearance in the womb of his mother. And because he is especially given protection by the Lord, the indication must be concluded that the child would be a first grade devotee of the Lord with all good qualities. In yesterday's class, we also heard in the purport that there were two reasons that Maharaj Parikshit was protected by Krishna personally in such a beautiful way. That one reason is that he is the pure devotee of the Lord, and the second reason was that he actually is the only heir to the throne and Krishna wanted to establish that religious kingdom, and that's why the whole Kurukshetra battle took place. And yesterday we heard a lot of emphasis on the importance of training and education. And like how Prabhuji quoted from Ramayana and Mahabharata, what kind of training was given to the Kshatriyas. So that is what here we see, that Parikshit Maharaj, later we will see that how Parikshit Maharaj showing all these qualities that a Kshatriya should have, and for that particular reason Krishna wanted to establish first Yudhishthira Maharaj as the king, and then he wanted to protect Parikshit Maharaj so that the kingdom can be ruled by a proper personality. And then after that, Srila Prabhupada, he is speaking about, because here in the verse we see that Parikshit Maharaj is a first class devotee. So Srila Prabhupada then, he is speaking about that, how there are three grades of devotee. Three grades of devotee: Kanishthadikari, Madhyamadikari and Uttamadikari. And 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, we hear in detail the qualities of these devotees: Kanishthadikari, Madhyamadikari and Uttamadikari. So Kanishthadikari, as Srila Prabhupada is mentioning in the purport also, that they are those who see Krishna in the deities only. They don't have so much, mood of service to the devotees of Krishna, and they don't see Krishna outside the temple and outside the deity. And in 11th canto, we hear the distinction is based on the faith of a devotee. Depending upon the level of the faith of a devotee, one can be Kanishthadikari, Madhyamadikari or Uttamadikari. So if one has very little faith, then he or she is a Kanishthadikari. And then if one has quite good faith, that they won't fall down, that is Madhyamadikari. And then one who has unflinching faith in the Lord, they are Uttamadikaris. And then the second criteria of defining whether one is a Kanishthadikari or Madhyamadikari or Uttamadikari is his knowledge about the Shastra. So Kanishthadikaris, they have basically very less knowledge about the scriptures. And Madhyamadikari, they have knowledge about the scriptures, but not as complete as the Uttamadikaris. So they have that much knowledge, but they cannot all the time actually defeat the opponents. But in case of Uttamadikari, their knowledge of Shastra is so much that they can actually always defeat the opponents of the scriptures. And then the third criteria is about their the way they chant the holy name of the Lord. So we know that there is Nama Parad, Nama Abhas and Shuddha Nam. So those who chant at the level of Nama Parad, they are at the Kanishtha level. And those who chant at the Nama Abhas level, they are Madhyamadikaris. And then the Uttamadikari, they chant at the level of Shuddha Nam. And then the next category is, next criteria for one to be Kanishtha, Uttama or Madhyama is about their vision, like how they see others. So Kanishtha, like I said before and like Prabhupada is also mentioning in the purport, is those who see Krishna only in the deity. And Madhyamadikari, they adore Krishna and they could actually develop relationship with similar like-minded devotees, and they are compassionate towards the neophyte, and also they kind of avoid envious, not because actually they are envious of them, but because they don't want to take them away from Krishna. So that's why they kind of, keep a distance with those people who are envious towards Krishna. And also about the Diksha. So the Kanishtha Adhikari, and in the beginning, I mean, this is not a fine line, so there could be overlap. Those who have Harinam Diksha and those who are Madhyama Adhikari, they have second initiation, and the third Ma Bhagavatas, they are like even beyond that. So this is about the different levels of devotees. And we see here that the Parikshit Maharaj, he is the top class devotee, the Mahabhagavata. And then we hear that how this Mahabhagavata devotee, actually when one is, whichever family these Mahabhagavata devotees appear in, their whole family get benefited. Towards the end of the purport, Srila Prabhupada is writing here, the family in which a Mahabhagavata takes his birth is fortunate, because due to the birth of a first great devotee, the members of the family, past, present and future, up to 100 generations, become liberated by the grace of the Lord out of respect for his beloved devotee. Therefore, the highest benefit is done to one's family simply by becoming an unalloyed devotee of the Lord. So how important it is to take up the process of devotional service to our heart. And I'm remembering in Nectar of Devotion, Srila Prabhupada writes at one place that we should at least come to Madhyamadhikari level. And then he quotes this verse from 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 10:14:8, tattenukampam susmikshyamano bunjanivatam kritam vipakam hridvagvapurvir vidatam namaste jivetayo muktipade sadai bhak. So Srila Prabhupada writes there, I'm paraphrasing, I don't remember the exact words, but just paraphrasing, that one should at least come to the Madhyamadhikari level, and the way is that following this verse, tattenukampam verse. What is that? What is the meaning of that verse is that one should earnestly wait for the mercy of the Lord while suffering from the reactions of their past deeds, and all the time hridvagvapurvir, offering obeisances to the Supreme Lord by their heart, body and words. That if one does that, then one becomes that sadaya bhak, one becomes, it becomes one's rightful claim to go back to Godhead. So that is the way when we take full shelter of Krishna and never ever actually take, never ever forget him, and always not blaming Krishna or others for our reactions that we are getting in this this life. I mean, no matter what we are, no matter who we are, there are material problems that we face in life, sometimes happiness and sometimes distress. So that will always be there, but considering that to be the reaction of our own karma, not blaming anyone and always taking shelter of Krishna, glorifying him, remembering him, then one become eligible to go back to the spiritual world and serve Krishna there as servant of servants. And also that Prabhupada there in A Nectar of Devotion, he writes in this context that when one is trying to take shelter of Krishna and when one has become a devotee of Krishna, we may not be pure devotee of Krishna, but even at the lower level of devotion, when actually the difficulties that come in our life, they are just the token reaction of our karma that we may have done in our past lives. And that token reaction also is actually only because Krishna wants us to come closer to him, make him our complete shelter, not any other shelter, so that we can become his unalloyed devotees and not look for any other shelter but him. So that is why the token reaction is given to us. And also Srila Prabhupada writes there that for the materialist, the karmic reaction is there, but for a devotee, when one becomes a devotee, the reaction is orchestrated by Krishna. I mean, everything that comes, good or bad, in our life is actually orchestrated by Krishna. So we should have that confidence in Krishna that whatever he is doing for my benefit. He is doing it for bringing me closer to himself so that I don't have to take birth again. So that is one point that Srila Prabhupada makes there. And I was also thinking about what is this protection, because in this verse that theme of protection is there again and again. What is this protection? So is it that when we become a devotee, we are not going to get any problems in life, we are not going to get old, we are not going to get diseased, we are not going to die? Is it that protection or something else? So the real protection that Krishna gives is that a devotee never forgets Krishna, because that is the essence of all the rules and regulation that we follow. Never forget Krishna and always remember Krishna, those two. What is that? Sarve vidhi nished ashur, etyore kinkara, samartavya satatam vishnur, visamartavyo na jatuchit, etyore kinkara. That is the essence of following all the rules and prohibiting everything is to always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. So that is the protection that Krishna gives actually. And we see in the story of Prahlad Maharaj there, even though Prahlad, he is born in the family of demons, but so many times Hiranyakashipu tried to kill him in so many different ways, but he was always protected because he had full faith in Krishna. So if we have that full faith in Krishna that he is my maintainer, he is my protector, and he is actually my best friend, then actually we will always feel that protection of Krishna. Just like we are hearing here how Parikshit Maharaj was protected by Krishna. So, and I was also thinking that in Bhagavad Gita also Krishna many times says that if we become devotee of Krishna, then he gives us full protection. So many times he is speaking. To Arjuna he is saying that Kaunteya prati jani name bhaktya pranashyati, my devotee will never perish. So, and in Bhagavatam when we hear all these pastimes how Krishna is protecting his devotees, in starting from very first canto in the beginning chapters when Krishna protected Uttara and all the Pandavas from Brahmastra, and then we hear later how he goes to Bhishma Dev to fulfill his desire to leave his body in the presence of Krishna. And then we hear many more places and how Queen Kunti, she speaks about how Krishna has protected them in many, many ways. So that builds our faith actually to that how Krishna is my protector, how Krishna is my best well-wishing friend. Even though we may get some little challenges in our lives, but all those are actually to bring us closer to Krishna. And also I think a few days back one devotee, when they were giving class, I think it was a mother, Vegvati Mataji, she was telling, or some other, I'm not remembering which Mataji, but they were speaking about that Krishna gives us problems, but not that much we cannot handle. And they mentioned that not less, not more. So it's hard when some difficulty is in our lives, but if we actually take shelter of scriptures, then it helps us that how Krishna has protected so many devotees, so why not me? So let me try to be a devotee. And this last point here is about how when we become devotees, then how the whole family gets benefit, our ancestors and our descendants. Like in Prahlad Maharaj's prayers also, Lord Narsingadev tells, when Prahlad Maharaj asks that, please give me this benediction, that my father be protected. And then Lord Narsingadev tells, not only just your father, but your descendants and ancestors, like, you know, 21 generation, he spoke that way. So that is some of the thoughts that I wanted to present. So I beg for forgiveness for my mistakes, and I, if you have any corrections for me or something to add, please feel free to share and add.
There's one online question.
Yes, probably.
From G.A. It says, nice class, Mataji. The verse you quoted says, it becomes his rightful claim. How is that different from a fruitive worker demanding, I have earned this profit, now give it to me?
How is it different? One becomes rightful claim. So, just the thought that comes to me is that, like for example, if we see a material example, then, you know, one parent may have many children, and then one child is very, very obedient and very submissive to the father. So the father would give lovingly to that child whatever the father can give. But for the child who is completely notorious and who doesn't listen to and who doesn't obey. The parent doesn't give, actually. Forcefully he may give something, whatever, and whatever we deserve, only that much we can get. Even if, Krishna won't give us until and unless we deserve something. That is what Prabhuji would like to add something. Okay. Any correction, Prabhuji?
Where is the reference of your Madhyamadhikari means second initiation?
What, Prabhuji?
You said Kanishta is the first initiation. Madhyamadhikari is the second initiation. Yeah, what is the reference?
I heard from in the Bhakti Shastri class, Prabhuji. Or maybe I am wrong. Maybe. But like I may have
when we have when you hear something like that, we need a reference.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry about
because,
that.
Like, no, that's okay. That's okay, we're discussing. Because mathematically there is a conscious adjustment and it's intentional.
Mm-hmm.
They are very aware what they're doing. They're always adjusting.
Mm-hmm.
This is the basic foundation of mathematically.
Mm-hmm.
That Bhagavatam says, prema maitri kipa apeksha jokarti shamadhama. So there they have a four qualities. But if you look at the qualities, they are all consciously conscious decision. Prema, I have a love for Krishna. Love for Krishna is not automatically. It's not like I will chant and it will come up. No, there has to be intention. I want to please Krishna. I want to follow Prabhupada. The intention, because intention also comes with two other things. Intention comes with commitment and effort. So then the result comes. Okay, love, prema, maitri. And then he feels happy seeing another devotee more advanced. Not that he be jealous like me. I used to feel jealous if somebody knows better. I know that. So I was scared. And I pray and pray and pray. Radhanath Maharaj says, don't worry, if you keep on praying, Krishna will purify. That's true. And then if I see somebody don't know enough, natural affection to help that person has to come. So, prema maitri, kripa apeksha, the affection or merciful nature to the innocent. So these are conscious choice. No? It is not by initiation. Initiation is an event. Initiation just beginning. So that's why I, because somebody will be asking that question again otherwise.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Anything else?
But it's nice pleasant, thank you.
By your blessings,
Mataji, thank you for a beautiful class. I have a question. So when the devotee Uttara asked for protection of her son, in this material world, when a devotee asks for protection for their child, let's say something bad is happening. Whatever bad is happening is the child's karmic account. So aren't we kind of interfering in that karmic account by asking that nothing bad happen to this child? I mean, how does it equate out? I mean, do we say, okay, you know, forgive my child and give all that bad karma to me? Or do you just beg for protection for the child? I mean, how does that work?
So, yes, each and everyone who is born in material world means mostly, like unless they are Nitya Siddhas who come with Krishna. So we all have karmic things, either whether it's a child or us adults. But as a parent, like we saw in the case of Uttara, that she says, if you so desire, as a parent, it's our responsibility to give full protection to the child. And like we hear, and that protection is like, means we can depend on only on Krishna, like we hear that Rakhe Krishna Mare Ke, Mare Krishna Rakhe Ke. And in 7th canto, there Prahlad Maharaj also says to Lord Narsingadev that only if you give protection, then only somebody will be protected. Otherwise, a mother or a father cannot protect their child. The physician and the medicines cannot protect. And the boat cannot save the drowning man unless and until Krishna wants. So, because we are completely dependent, and Krishna listens to the prayers of his devotees. And also, we hear so many pastimes that if one is a devotee, like for example, Uttara is a devotee. So, of course, Parikshit Maharaj is a pure devotee of the Lord. But even if, let's say, the child in the womb is not a devotee, for example, then also Krishna says that because, and in the last part of the purport we heard that if there is one born in the family of a devotee, it helps the descendants and the ancestors also. Krishna, because you are dear to Krishna, so what you say, Krishna will see if that child deserves or not deserves. Because of he has that obligation to you. And here in these purports we heard that how Srila Prabhupada writes that, and also in the translation also we heard that Krishna gets obliged to his devotees. And that's why Krishna doesn't give devotion to anyone and everyone, because he becomes purchased out by his devotees. So because of his obligation to his devotees, he may protect or he may not protect. But he listens to the prayers of his devotees. Anybody would like to add here or correct me? I don't know. This is what I...
Is that exactly the same thing but similar?
I was very happy for hearing Prabhupada's conversation with the Indian gentleman who was kind of a challenging to Prabhupada. He said, Arjuna heard this Bhagavad Gita, but when his son died, he was crying. What kind of hearing Bhagavad Gita directly from Krishna? I don't know if it's challenging, but it seems like. Then Prabhupada gave a beautiful answer. And then I was tracing the commentary of Bayu Bijo, one of Madhvacharya's acharya. He said that at that time even Krishna also cried. So then Arjuna asked Krishna, why are you crying? He said, well, seeing you crying for your son, he is also related to me, my sister's side, Subhadra's son, so we all have affection. But then I'm adding to Prabhupada. Prabhupada asked that Indian gentleman, so did he give up fighting after his son died? Say, Krishna, you're not protecting my son. I give up. Did he give up? Prabhupada repeated. And then the man said, no. He said, then this is devotion. This is bhakti. We are not robot. We are human. We have some affection for our family and children. That's natural. But we don't give up our Krishna consciousness. I thought very nicely he put it. So it's natural for a mother for looking for a protection for the children. It's nothing harm. It's not against dharma or against bhakti. But then mother, if she is a devotee, her only intention to bring that son protected so he can be a nice devotee. There's nothing harm.
So Mataji, the answer you gave actually answers that online question.
Yeah.
The fruitive worker gets returned exactly what he does. But the bhakta, the true devotee, Krishna is obligated to give, whether you deserve it or not.
Yes.
He gives.
Yes.
So that's actually an indirect answer to the online question.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, Mataji.
Anything else, or should we end?
She has.
Did you say that 100 generations were liberated? Did you
in say? The purport, Srila Prabhupada writes, and in the purport, in the verse in the 7th canto, it says 21 generations.
So, Prabhupada, would you like to add something to that?
Yeah.
One place it says.
Yeah, here in the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes here. So here, towards the end of the purport, Srila Prabhupada writes that the family in which a Mahabhagavata takes his birth is fortunate because due to the birth of a first grade devotee, the member of the family, past, present and future, up to 100 generations, become liberated by the grace of the Lord out of respect for his beloved devotee.
Now what is liberated?
What is liberated?
It does not mean they have love of God.
Yeah.
Because in 3rd canto, 2nd chapter, 6th verse, I remember Prabhupada also saying
that in battlefield of Kurukshetra, Krishna delivered all of them.
Yeah.
But then if you look at the purport, Prabhupada break down. Those who did not appreciate or glorify Krishna, they merged.
Yes.
So liberated doesn't mean they are all pure devotee now.
Right.
Because bhakti is intentional. They have to consciously develop love for Krishna. They want to love.
Yeah.
You know, willingness. So that has to be there. Liberated means they don't have to suffer here.
Yeah.
They are now out.
Yeah, and also in that purport in 7th canto, Srila Prabhupada writes Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur's commentary that Hiranyakashipu, he has to take birth again in a heavenly planet, something like that. So, what I remember reading and hearing somewhere, I mean, I don't exactly remember where, that actually when it says liberated and all that, it means that the living entity will get a situation in which they can practice Krishna consciousness.
Correct.
In their next life.
Correct. That is good understanding. Yeah. Yes. This is in nectar devotion. Yeah, this is correct. Because sometimes we misunderstand, we think liberated means we go back home. No,
yes.
No. You don't just go to Golok Vrindavan without loving Krishna.
Yes.
That has to be conscious choice.
Yeah, and we see how all these demons who were killed by Krishna, some of them, they merged into the body of Krishna and like that, like they didn't make it to Goloka Vrindavan.
No.
Yeah.
No. But strong desire put on her head, so she got this Dhatri Uchita. Dhatri Uchita means like a nursing mother. But that was her choice. She wanted to serve.
Yes.
So that desire was strong. I mean, if that desire was not that strong, even though she came as a witch, I'm thinking like the desire was so strong that she didn't care for anything. She literally disguised herself. So that's a real strong desire. We need that kind of strong desire to please Krishna. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
It was
so
nice
much.
Very nice.
So, we are done.
Yeah.
So, Ananta Koti Vaishnavindi ki, Shira Prabhupada ki, Jagrantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Vanta Koti Kari Vashya ki Pasam Dhe Dhe Dhe, Patita Naam Pavane Dhe
Vaishnavindi. But you have to be the Mahabharata.